and welcome to this edition of Abiding Joy. I am Pastor Patricia Reap, and I serve St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Coatesburg, Illinois. Our reading for today comes from Isaiah, the 55th chapter, beginning at the 3rd verse. It says, "Incline your ear and come to me. Listen so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant." In Isaiah, the people have gone into exile. They have been overrun by more powerful kingdoms. They have been driven from their home and from their land, and nothing would please them more than to go home. As they are wanting to go home and praying to God to hear them, Isaiah speaks a word of restoration. He says, "You know, I know you want to go home." And it says, you know, come and let God fill you. Come and let him give you the water that lasts, the food that lasts. He says, listen, come, incline your ear and come to listen to God so that we may live. Of course, sometimes when people say come, we think physically, we're being asked to physically come to someone. But he is saying, come to me and listen. Incline your ear so that you can hear what it is I have to say. God wants to fill us with the richness of his word, with the Bible that most of us have at our fingertips, that we can read and study each day. He wants to fill us with the richness of the accounts of how much he loves each and every one of us. He wants to help us not to be so parched and dry, but full of his spirit. That spirit that is in us and around us. That spirit that leads and guides us each and every day. He wants to provide for us a group of people that we can trust in and be community with. Our brothers and sisters in Christ. People that we can share our knowledge of God with. So that we can reach out to others. He wants to restore us so that we live differently, trusting in him. Knowing that not only does God hear us, but he answers us. That he knows where we are and knows what we're going through. He walks with us through the difficult times of our lives. And he promises to always be there. Even as the people were in exile, they were away from their homes. That didn't mean that they were necessarily away from their God. Because God was always near them. God is always reaching out to us. As he was continually reaching out to his children. Because he wants to be in a relationship with us. He wants to be in a relationship as close as those we have with our favorite sister or brother. As those that we may have with a best friend, a best buddy. He wants to be a part of our lives. He wants to be a part of what we do each and every day. Knowing that God is with us in this life and in the life to come. We may be strangers in the land, but we're not alone in the land because God is always with us. He says, come to me. Let me restore you. Come and listen. Come and live. Come and be filled. For people in exile, those were good news. For us as we live in the world today, that indeed is still good news. God says, come. Listen and learn so that you may live. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you call us to come so that you can feed us and water us with the words of life, so that you can be with us as we pray, that you can surround us with community, that you can fill us with your spirit. Oh Lord, you do so much so that we can live. Help us to hear your word, to hold it in our hearts, and to live each day knowing that no matter what's going on around us, that you are with us. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. Again, I'm Pastor Patricia Reap, and this has been Abiding Joy.